GOP celebrates hero Daniel Penny acquittal, slams disgraced MDA Alvin Bragg. By Joshua Klein on December 9, 2024. Justice has prevailed, according to Republican lawmakers, who hailed the acquittal of hero Marine veteran Daniel Penny as a victory, while slamming Democrat Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for pursuing the corrupt prosecution. After a New York City jury found Marine veteran Daniel Penny, 26, not guilty of criminally negligent homicide on Monday in the death of Jordan Neely during a subway altercation last year, Republican leaders across the nation expressed support, praising the decision while condemning the charges as politically motivated. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance expressed relief at the outcome, calling the prosecution a scandal and expressing gratitude for the delivery of justice. "I have not said much about this case out of fear of, negatively, influencing the journey," he wrote. "But thank God justice was done in this case. It was a scandal Penny was ever prosecuted in the first place," he added. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, praised the decision, stating, "Freedom for Daniel Penny," and labeling him a hero who saved lives. "Great news for Daniel in America," he declared, adding that the trial should have never happened in the first place. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, criticized Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for what he described as a politically motivated prosecution, applauding the jury for bringing justice in a case where a man tried to help others with an unintended tragic outcome. "Alvin Bragg and the judge in question have been out of control since day one, trying to distort the law to get Mr. Penny for political purposes," he wrote. "A lot was at stake in this trial. To the jurors who saw through this charade, you did the country a great service," he added. Representative Greg Stube, RFL, called for New York to reimburse Penny's legal fees, noting that Penny spent countless resources defending himself against a weaponized leftist prosecution. "This case should never have been brought. Instead of thanking a hero who acted to protect others, Alvin Bragg targeted him with politically motivated charges," he wrote. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, demanded federal scrutiny into the handling of the case, describing it as a civil rights abuse. "The DOJ under President Trump should be looking into the civil rights abuses against Daniel Penny," he wrote. "I want our DOJ to hold New York accountable. You can't do this to American heroes." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis commended the jury for its decision, questioning Bragg's fitness as a prosecutor. "The acquittal of Daniel Penny is clearly the just and correct verdict. I must admit I was skeptical that a jury in New York City would reach a unanimous not guilty verdict, and the jury deserves credit for doing the right thing," he wrote. "Meanwhile, is there a worse prosecutor in America than Alvin Bragg?" he asked. Representative Eli Crane, R-Oz, hailed the verdict as a massive vibe shift and a win for the nation. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, called Penny a hero, proclaiming, "Justice has been served." Congressman Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, accused Manhattan's court system of bias, commending the jury for freeing Penny despite its alleged efforts to get a guilty verdict. "Justice prevails," he added. New York Rep. Anthony Desposito, RNY, described Penny's actions as heroic, blaming far-left lunatics for the incident. "Daniel Penny defended innocent Americans from the violent consequences of New York's far-left lunatics. He's a hero," he wrote. "Despite Alvin Bragg's best wishes, justice prevailed in New York City." "Phenomenal news," wrote Senator Josh Hawley, RMO. "This prosecution was a disgrace. His acquittal is justice." New York Republican Representative Mike Lawler criticized Bragg for prosecuting Penny for sheer politics and called for his immediate removal from office. "The jury in the Daniel Penny case righted a terrible wrong today," he wrote. "Daniel Penny is a war hero who sought to protect strangers. Alvin Bragg prosecuted him for sheer politics," he added, noting that the DA is a disgrace and should be fired from his post immediately. Representative Pat Fallon, RTX, praised the jury for seeing through what he deemed a corrupt prosecution. "Daniel Penny's acquittal is without a doubt the correct decision. The man is a hero who stood up to protect his fellow citizens," he wrote. "Still, we can never forget the lengths that corrupt Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg went, once again, to try and tip the scales of justice." Commending the jury, Donald Trump Jr. expressed relief that sane people still exist in New York. Daniel Penny is an innocent man. He never should have been put through this in the first place. But good to see that there are still some sane people in New York City. I am thankful that Daniel Penny was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. This is the correct decision, wrote Representative Stephanie Bice, ROK. There's no room for chaos after the Daniel Penny acquittal, wrote Representative Tim Burchett, RTN. Say a prayer for our great men and women of law enforcement around the country. Additional Republicans celebrated the verdict with emphatic statements. Justice is served. Daniel Penny is a free man, wrote Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX. Not guilty. Daniel Penny is free. Thank God that justice prevailed, wrote Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. Daniel Penny is a free man. Praise God that justice prevailed, wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. Daniel Penny acquitted. A New York jury gets one right, wrote Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX. On Monday, a New York City jury found Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the 2023 chokehold death of Jordan Neely, concluding a highly publicized trial. Penny's defense argued he acted to protect himself and others from a volatile situation on the subway, challenging claims that his actions caused Neely's death. CBS News reports that Penny pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, with jurors ultimately acquitting him after deliberating for over 20 hours. Following testimony from more than 40 witnesses and arguments that he acted to protect subway passengers from an outburst by Neely. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.